Showtime with Fred Allen. Texaco dealers from coast to coast present the Texaco Star Theater, starring Fred Allen, with Fred's guest Albert Spaulding, the eminent concert violinist, Portland Hoffa, Falstaff Openshaw, the Texaco Workshop players, Hilo, Jack of the Dame, and Al Goodman and his orchestra. This is Jimmy Wallington reminding you that now, when your car is beginning another year of service, it's wise to start the care that can keep it running for years to come. Regular Texaco lubrication and a regular Texaco checkup stem to stern. The first rule in making your car last is seeing your Texaco dealer regularly. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, tonight we present our first program of the new year and bring you a man who, for 1944, has resolved to be with you Sundays, even if he can't be with you Mondays and always. And here he is, Fred Allen.
Thank you, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and a happy new year as of yesterday to you, Jimmy.
Well, thank you very much, Fred.
Did you have a good time this New Year's Eve?
Well, we didn't do very much. About 30 of us went up to Lake Placid.
Lake Placid, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yes, we were skiing the new year in.
Well, anything that we tell after that joke will sound good, Jimmy. That's an ideal joke to start off with. Skiing the new year in, I get it.
Tell me, Fred, what did you do New Year's Eve?
Well, I went over to a little club on 52nd Street, Jimmy, the Broken Door.
The Broken Door?
The second one on the right, yeah. It's just a small place. The ceiling is so low, when they serve frog's legs, the frog's legs are kneeling down.
If the place is so small, how can people dance in there?
Well, it's rather hard to dance, Jimmy. The other night, a woman doing a rumba backed into a wall and rubbed off two murals.
Well, what did you do to celebrate, Fred?
Well, to celebrate, we just stood around till midnight, Jimmy. As the clock struck 12, we drank a toast to the German Navy. Bottoms up.
Bottoms up. That's good.
Yes, Jimmy, all that's left of the German Navy is 2,000 men in sailor suits treading water. England has a new naval slogan now, you know.
You mean for Germany?
Oh, yes, the slogan is, from U-boats to few boats.
Mr. Allen!
Well, Portland, you could have come in a little sooner with the applause on that other joke. We'd have saved the wear and tear on the audience. Well, Portland, did you have a nice new year?
Yes. Mama had two stools reserved at Liggett's drugstore.
Two stools? You saw the new year in at a soda fountain?
Yes. As the clock struck 12, Mama raised her milkshake and said, "Happy New Year."
A Frappy New Year. Say, what is that weird aroma that seems to be permeating the premises here?
Oh, it's my new Christmas perfume.
Oh, perfume. Evening in Yonkers, is it?
No, it's called Breath of Sinatra.
Breath of Sinatra. Well, I've heard him sing. I wondered what he had done with his breath.
And it's been smelling like hotcakes.
It smells like hotcakes. Say, I met a girl, a Sinatra fan, the other day, who was carrying one of Sinatra's hangnails in her locker. But after that gag, Portland, I think we'd better run for Allen's Alley.
What is your question tonight?
Well, this past week, you know, you may have seen in the papers, Mayor LaGuardia declared war on the loan sharks. To stop loan sharks from mulcting people with their high interest rates, the mayor wants the savings banks to enter the small loan business. And so our question is, how do you feel about this loan shark problem?
Shall we leave for the alley?
Well, why not? Well, here we are back in Allen's Alley, Portland.
There's a light in the first house.
Say, there's a new name on the door, Senator Blow. Let's see what the senator looks like.
Yes?
Senator Bloat?
I'm Senator Bloat. You'll have to talk fast, though. I'm rehearsing a filibuster.
How do you feel about this small loan business?
Midgets have as much right to borrow money as anybody.
No, I mean loan sharks.
A loan shark is like a polecat.
A polecat?
If either one gives you a cent, you'll pay through the nose. I thank you.
Well, so much. So much for Senator Blow. Say, there's a new name on this second house, Portland. Mrs. Prawn.
Well, what is it?
Well, tell me, Mrs. Prawn, how do you feel about loan sharks?
Don't talk about loan sharks to me. I'm married to one.
Well, isn't it embarrassing?
No. To the rest of the world, he's a loan shark, but he takes no interest in me.
Well, I take care of Mrs. Prawn. I'll try this next house here. Socrates Mulligan. Well, Socrates, what do you think about this loan shark business?
I once bought an iron deer on the installment plan.
An iron deer, huh?
For 8 years, I had to borrow $10 a week from a loan shark. An old man.
An old loan shark, I see.
He charged me 6%.
6%?
Then the loan shark died. I went to the funeral. I was a pallbearer.
You were a pallbearer?
I figured if the loan shark could carry me 8 years, I could carry him 8 blocks.
A nice thought, nice in the spirit of levitation.
That's what I thought.
Well, who took over the business?
The loan shark's son.
Oh, fine.
The next time I went in, the son tried to charge me 9%.
9%? Well, didn't you protest?
Yeah, I said, wait a minute. For 8 years, I've been on $10 a week, and your father charged me 6%.
Good for you.
I said, what did your father think when he looks down from heaven and sees you charging me 9%?
What did the loan shark's son say?
He says, when my father looks down from heaven and sees this 9%, to him it'll look like a 6%.
That brings us to the last house in the alley.
Falstaff, beaming at his door, wishes all a happy 44.
Well, Falstaff. Tell me, Falstaff, tell me that with the new year, you have resolved to give up poetry.
Au contraire.
Really?
I have been composing as I have never composed before.
More new poems?
Indubitably. Mm-hmm. Have you heard, as I sat there reading Omar Khayyam, she opened my sandwich and took out the spam?
No.
Or, come out of that dumbwaiter, mother dear. I'll never let you down.
No.
Or, everyone said they saw Hitler's end when he lost his panzers in the Dnieper Bend.
Now wait. Tonight we are talking about loan sharks.
Precisely why I am here. I have written a poem.
Eclept what?
Recipe for a loan shark.
Recipe for a loan shark. How does it go?
If you take the eye of a cobra and the heart of the tiniest flea, and you add the soul of a vulture and the nerve of the bumblebee, if you take the mind of the lowly worm and the character of a swine, the tolerance of a buzzard, the warmth of a wildcat's whine, then add the manners of a skunk, the principles of a rat, the goodwill peculiar to vermin, the sincerity of the bat. When my recipe is completed, you'll find with venom it's rife. For you've got yourself a loan shark, brother, the lowest form of life.
Falstaff has lost interest in the loan shark and vice versa. We turn to Al Goodman, who turns to Hilo, Jack, and the Dame. The kids turn to their music and sing for us, People Will Say We're in Love.
Don't throw bouquets at me. Don't tweet his MacBooks to match. Don't laugh at my jobs too much. People will say we're in love. Don't sigh and gaze at me. Your sides are full like mine. Your eyes mustn't glow like mine. People will say we're in love. Don't start collecting things. Give me my rose and my glove. Sweetheart, there's a so bright at me. They'll see it's all right with me to take your arm, hold your hand. Have you said that it's grand? It's so hard to conceal the way that I feel about you. And people will say we're in love.
Jack and the Dame. People will say we're in love. It's from the hit show Oklahoma from the state of the same name. That was I've Got Sixpence, played by Al Goodman and Is There Either Too Sharp or Too Flat Orchestra. Mr. Goodman only had time to play Tuppence of the Sixpence, so he really...
Mr. Allen.
Yes, Portland.
There's a man with a violin case out in the hall.
A man with a... Well, so what?
Well, he says he's Mr. Albert Spaulding.
Albert Spaulding? I don't know any Albert Spaulding. Did I know him?
Well, he said something about an audition.
Oh, an audition. Well, I guess word has gotten around the Musicians Union that I'm getting a new band.
Whose band are you going to get?
Well, my own band. I play the banjo, don't forget. Why, around the Steinway building, they call me the civilian Eddie Peabody.
Are you going to be the leader?
The leader? Why not? What has Stokowski got that I won't have if I stop going to the barber shop for 2 years?
Well, what kind of a band are you going to have?
Well, a hillbilly ensemble, Portland. I'm calling it Lum Allen and His Barefoot Bobcat. Swing and sway with your teeth full of hay. You know, hillbilly bands are cleaning up today.
Really?
Oh, say, I read this week that Al Dexter, you know, the fellow who wrote Pistol Packin' Mama, is getting $3,500 a week for personal appearances with his hillbilly outfit. Now, for $3,500 a week, I can walk around the Capitol Theater with my shirt tail out and sing off-key, too.
But you haven't any band.
I'll have a band. I have a booking agent over in New Jersey with a bear trap and a jug of corn liquor. Now, as soon as he catches a mess of hillbillies, he's bringing them over here. Hey, this may be Mr. Badu, the hillbilly agent now. Come in. Ah, Mr. Badu.
Okay, Alan, we're going to start auditioning right away.
Have you got enough hillbillies for my band?
No, not yet. You're going to need 3 washboards, 2 sweet potato players, a washtub bass, you on a banjo, and a hold-down fiddler.
Well, who have you got?
3 of the hillbillies got away coming through the Holland Tunnel.
Oh.
I managed to hold on to 2.
You held on? Well, who are they?
Well, I got the greatest washtub bass in the country, in the whole country. Jughead Jones.
Jughead Jones?
Yeah. Zeke Manners and 2 defense plants was bidding for him. But I promised to get Jughead some old Esquire, so he's going with you.
Fine. Well, where is he?
Jughead! Hey, Jughead! Jughead, I want you to meet your new boss, Lum Allen.
Put it there. Put it there, Jughead.
Well, you can shake that in as hard as you like.
What bands have you been with, Jughead?
I played first slot bucket with Xavier Culpepper and his Meadow Maniac. I also paid Alto Jug with Pinky Barnes and his Wahoo Serenaders.
Well, tell me, is this your instrument here, this wash tub?
You bet your ever-loving Dee Dee. It's a genuine Hammacher Schlemmer.
A genuine Hammacher Schlemmer, eh?
Yep.
Well, you know all of the standard calls and hoedowns,
well,
of course.
Well, you try me.
Well, I'll try you with one of the calls. You swing me and I'll swing you.
And we'll dance the same old tune.
One and a two and a do-si-do.
Stand back, groups, cause here we go.
Music. That's really music, Jughead. You're hired. Now, Mr. Badu, who is that other musician you have?
Oh, he's a washboard player. Come on in, Elton.
Come, Mr. Badu. I'm fit as an owl and ready to hoot.
This is Arkansas Elton, Alan.
Well, I'm glad to know you, Elton. What bands have you been with?
I was with every Major Bowes unit from 1 to 20.
From 1 to 20, every Major Bowes unit. Say, that's a nice instrument you have there.
Yeah, I was formerly concert master with the Rinso White Philharmonic.
The concert master with the Philharmonic, the Rinso White. Are you ready to audition, Elton?
I'm ready to go. Let her rip.
Elton, you are the Oscar Levant of the washboard. I have never heard a tone like that. That melody.
Well, you're going to have the best hillbilly band in the country, Alan.
Well, so far, I have a washtub bass, a washtub washboard tenor.
Next, you got to get a hoedown fiddler.
Now, where can we get a hoedown fiddler?
Say, some guy in the hall just braced me.
Yeah.
He was carrying a fiddle case and a copy of Downbeat.
Yeah.
He said his name was Albert Spaulding.
Albert Spaulding? Say, I think Portland mentioned that name before.
Yeah, he gave me some line about being at Carnegie Hall.
With your all-time hit parade, is he with?
He didn't say. I should have asked him if he knew Mark Warnow.
Yes, you should have. Well, tell me, can he play?
Who knows? He's got a fiddle. Leave him audition. What could we lose?
All right, bring him in.
Folks, I want you to meet Mr. Albert Spaulding. This is the new hillbilly sensation, Lum Allen.
How do you do, Lump?
Not Lump, Mr. Spaulding. It's Lum.
I'm sorry, old man.
Mr. Badu says that you'd like to audition, Mr. Spaulding. You play the fiddle?
Yes, I'm a violinist.
Hey, Badu.
All right. So he don't look like a hillbilly. He can take his shoes off, stick a corn cob in his mouth, we'll know him from Spike Jones.
All right. Well, you have heard that I'm getting a band together, Mr. Spaulding.
Yes, I'm anxious to play for you.
You know all of the hoedown calls and musical terms.
You mean like allegro, pianissimo, pizzicato?
Hey, you know calls I never even heard of. Hey, how do you play your fiddle?
In the orthodox manner. I draw the bow over the string.
I mean, do you play the fiddle behind your back and under your legs, you know?
No, I'm afraid I'm old-fashioned. I hold the instrument under my chin.
Under your chin. Well, I saw a fiddle player with Elmer Pincus and his hayloft hoodlums. He played the fiddle with a glass of 7-Up balanced on his head. He did somersaults and played Annie Lowry. You don't do any of that, huh?
No, I'm not versatile. I just stand still and scrape away.
You just stand still. Well, that's too bad. You see, this band I'm getting together, Lum Allen and his Barefoot Bobcat, is going to be the last word. I have got to have top men.
You heard me play something. It would give you an idea.
All right. Have you got something low down?
How about Rimsky-Korsakov's Hymn to the Sun?
Hymn to the Sun. Well, I tell you, you play it with the sun setting, it'll be low down. Take it away, Mr. Spaulding. What did you say, Mr. Spaulding?
Well, that I said.
Mr. Spaulding, I don't want to discourage you. But, frankly, have you ever played in public before?
Yes, frankly, I have.
I mean, indoors.
Yes. Yes, I've been playing the violin for 30 years or more.
Well, it goes to show. You see, Jughead has only been playing his washtub 5 years. Elton's been playing his washboard 2 years. You've been playing 30 years, and you're still playing it under your chin. Where have you been playing?
Well, I've been on the concert stage for the past 20 years. I've toured the world. I've played at Carnegie Hall 30 times.
Carnegie Hall. Let me ask you one question, Mr. Spaulding.
Yes?
Have you ever played on the National Bond Dance?
No.
Oh, that's too bad. If you only had a name like the Hoosier Hotshot, the Rubinov.
A hillbilly band has got that name?
Oh, big names. How would my band look on the marquee at Elkhart, Indiana? Jughead Jones on the washtub bass, Arkansas Elton on the washboard, and Mr. Albert Spaulding.
You can call me Alabama Al.
Alabama Al?
I'll play a wash ringer.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Spaulding.
We can make a fortune doing laundry on the side.
Oh. Well, Mr. Spaulding, why do you want to give up your concerts in Carnegie Hall?
Well, I read about that hillbilly who wrote Pistol Packing Mama getting $3,500 a week.
I see.
Fred, you've got to make me a hillbilly.
Well, if you think you can learn those Bond dance calls...
I'm sure I can. Try me.
All right. Wave the ocean, wave the sea.
Wave that pretty girl back to me.
Swing them round and round we go.
One and two and a do-si-do.
Hey, that's great, Mr. Spaulding. Let me tell you, Mr. Spaulding, your lean days are over. You are hired.
Even with the violin under my chin?
What violin? With a voice like you have, you're going to be the vocalist with my hillbilly band.
Right, I start on a new career.
You will be the barnyard Melchior. You are going to complete my band. And now for our first public appearance, ladies and gentlemen, presenting the world premiere of Lum Allen and his Barefoot Bobcat, featuring the singing voice of Choo Choo Spaulding. Let her rip, Professor. Close the Texaco Star Theater. I want to thank Albert Spaulding for his visit tonight. Next week, our guest will be Ed Gardner, the famous Archie at Duffy's. Incidentally, I'm going over to see Archie on his program Tuesday, and I'm getting my English broken so Archie will know what I'm talking about. Now, would you like to add anything, Jimmy?
We'd all like to add something, Fred. Additional miles to our cars. And most of us can, for the average car is still good for many, many more thousands of miles if it's given the care and lubrication that make cars last. That's a regular care and skilled lubrication by your neighborhood Texaco dealer.
Thank you, Jimmy. This is Fred Allen speaking for Texaco dealers from coast to coast, inviting you to tune in again next Sunday night and to drive in at any time. Remember, you're welcome. Thank you. Good night.